Ezra chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, the word of the Lord came by the mouth that had come by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put it in writing, saying, "Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth the Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is among you of all his people? May his God be with him. And let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is God, which is in Jerusalem." Is your journey from tomb to womb? Each one of us, of course, has been in our mother's womb, and we've come forth to life in this world. Each one of us will go to the tomb, unless the world ends first. That's the order of life in this world, womb to tomb. But is that the order that you're following? Do you want to? Do you want the end of your life, the goal of your life, to be a tomb? Well, you say, of course not. That's not my goal. So, what is your goal? What's your heart set on? Winning the game? Hanging with friends? A date? Those can all be fine things. But in themselves, they are simply following the order of this world. Womb to tomb. The Lord wants to turn the tables on that order. His order is tomb to womb, to bring forth life. Our text refers to the Babylonian captivity. Israel had been captive there. They needed that captivity in order for the Lord to bring them forth once again from the womb of His grace. And in fact, like Israel, all of us need to experience that tomb of our sin's death until we are born again by God's grace from His womb. It had been 70 years that Israel had been in that Babylonian captivity, dooming them to national extinction. They had no potential to get rid of the bonds that Babylon, the greatest empire the world had known, had forged over them. But the Lord brought His Project Bethlehem to life, into force. And that tomb of Israel's dry bones became the womb of Israel's rebirth by the life-giving Word of God. The decree of Cyrus in our text was no coincidence. The Lord foretold it, we hear, through Jeremiah as well as Isaiah. The Lord spoke it also to Cyrus. And look at the marvel here. It was 70 years beforehand that the Lord decreed by name, Cyrus will be the midwife of Israel's rebirth. Cyrus didn't even exist at the time. The Persians were an unknown hill tribe. And yet in his time, the Lord called them forth to overthrow the mighty and bring it to pass that in Bethlehem, all of his promises were fulfilled. And so we see that even in bringing captivity to Israel, the Lord's thoughts were not of evil, but of peace, to give them, to give you, a future and a hope. And now that Word of God, alive with His grace and power, commanded, build my temple. That word put his Project Bethlehem life into effect, brought it out of death to give life to the world. And so it was that our Lord was born in Bethlehem. He went up to that rebuilt temple in order that he might bring you and me into the Lord's eternal temple. We've just celebrated the Lord's Project Bethlehem life. And yet, doesn't Christmas itself show us the tomb of our sinful nature? The fact that it was necessary that God Himself become man to take our place, to die for our sins, reveals the dried up bones in our tomb, which cannot do anything to save ourselves. And how often doesn't the stench of that tomb fill our thoughts with resentments, anger, bitterness because of what others have done? How often doesn't the rigor mortis of that tomb stiffen our will so we are dead set against doing what, if we're willing to admit, we know is right? How often doesn't the decay of that tomb eat away at our living for Jesus so that we're thinking, well, yeah, Jesus came to save us, but let's get on with real life now. Video games, athletic games, having fun. And yet, if we allow that tomb to have dominion over us, whether we're willing to recognize it or not, we are accepting the tomb as the outcome of life. As with Israel, God's Project Bethlehem life is intended to turn us around. So we live leaving that tomb and going to the womb of His grace for life forever, a new life in Christ. Yes, we need to experience the tomb of our sinful nature till we are ever renewed in that grace that gives life in His womb. To deliver us from that tomb into His new life, God did not send an army. He did not send a dream team athletically, nor a swinging party. He sent His Word. Games and friends and fun are all there to glorify Him as we serve His Word, His grace, not vice versa. It's His Word that shines with a miracle of God naming 70 years beforehand Cyrus as the midwife and carrying it out. It's His Word that shines with a miracle of God naming His Son being born of a virgin 700 years beforehand and carrying it out. It's His Word that shines with the miracle of God naming the forgiveness of your sins 2,000 years beforehand and carrying it to you in His own saving blood. It's His Word that shines with a miracle of Christ being shut in that tomb for us and bursting forth to make it the womb of life, carrying it to you. So die to the tomb of worldliness and live to build His temple. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 462, stanzas 1 through 4. one announcement.